I'm Phil Nee with a look at weekend sports, first of all, in high school action. A triangular was hosted over the weekend. Prairie du Chien in softball, a winner against Highland, 11-4. Iowa Grant edged Highland 3-2. And Iowa Grant was a 12-2 winner against Prairie du Chien in five innings. Baseball action on Saturday, Dodgeville 3-0 over Lancaster. The Richland Center track teams were involved in the Betsy DeMerritt Memorial Invitational at Reedsburg over the weekend. Richland Center boys team finished sixth, and the girls' team finished fourth. Overall, looking at some of the results, first of all, for the boys, Duncan Harper finished second in the 100-meter final. It was also Ryan Stadler taking third in the 800 with a time of 2:16.5. Robert Button was second in the 1600 with a time of 4:48.88, and Kiernan Culver finished fifth. Owen Dreyer was first in the 3,200-meter run with a time of 9:53.98. The 4x1 relay team finished fourth. That was Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, Sean Adams, and Bronson Perkins. Another relay team, the 4x2, was sixth. Sean Adams, Killian Stanley, Dane Schwartz, and Lucas Duran. The 4x4 was fifth. David Budden, Kamani Gullens, and Henry Clancy, along with Andrew Melby, ran that for the Hornets. And a fifth-place finish for the 4x8, Ryan Stadler, Harrison Carpenter, Andrew Melby, and Kiernan Culver. Also for Richland Center, senior Devin Woodhouse with a great job in the pole vault, a 13-6 and a first-place finish. Duncan Harper was fourth in the long jump as well for the Hornet boys. For the girls in the 100 meters, Charlie Bailey was third. Also in the 200 meters, Charlie finished second with a time of 27:81. Adeline Wirtz was sixth in that event. Charlie Bailey first in the 400 with a time of 101:53. Pearl Fretz finished third in the 800. Also, it was Lacey Albaugh taking sixth. 4x8 relay team finished first for the Hornets. Adeline Lawless, Rachel Waterfall, Ava Gottschall, and Pearl Fretz were a part of that. And in the pole vaulting, Danica Pauls, their senior pole vaulter, came in first with a 10-6 vault in the final. And Chloe Hying finished third. Ava Gottschall was fifth at the Betsy DeMerritt Reedsburg Invitational over the weekend. On today's schedule for Richland Center, baseball action, the makeup game from April 6th will be played today at Mauston, of course, weather permitting, and Southwest Conference soccer action tonight as the Richland Center soccer girls are slated to host Galena. It is slated to be t-shirt night as well. For River Valley, baseball action at home and on conference setting against Wisconsin Heights. Riverdale sports tonight. Riverdale's softball team will host Iowa Grant at 4:30, and Riverdale will play Seneca in a varsity game that is slated for 6:30 tonight at Seneca in varsity baseball. The track meet, which was to be held today at Prairie du Chien, a middle school track meet, that has been canceled at this point because of the impending weather. For Ithaca, baseball tonight, and they will be at Kickapoo, 5 o'clock start time there. Ithaca Weston softball also in Viola to take on Kickapoo. For Weston, their baseball team will be home against Lafarge, as mentioned today in the Ridge and Valley Conference. Speaking of baseball, it won't be long. The home talent teams will be hitting the diamonds. The first game of the league for the Muscadet Mudcats this year is a bit earlier. It will be Sunday, May 10th against Verona. The opening game for the Cazenovia Reds slated for Sunday, May 17th, when they will be hosting Cross Plains. It's baseball action coming up today for several area major league teams, except the Brewers. The Brewers will be off today. They avoided a weekend sweep by Pittsburgh behind the strong pitching of Kyle Harrison. He blanked the Pirates on one hit over seven innings with 12 strikeouts in a 5-0 win. That ended Milwaukee's four-game losing streak. All of the runs scored in the fourth inning, and the Brewers went without a home run for the seventh straight game. They're off today. We'll host the Arizona Diamondbacks for three games starting Tuesday. Following yesterday's great performance, Kyle Harrison talked about what went well for him from the mound.
I think just fastball command, you know, starting out, and then, you know, as the innings went on, I think it was just mixing a good amount of changeups. I mean, showed it early, so that was huge just to let him know I'm throwing in the zone. And, yeah, I thought the slider took a step forward today and was able to use that to expand out of the zone.
One more thing about the lack of home runs. Milwaukee without a home run for a seventh straight game. That represents the Brewers' longest such drought since August of 1999, when they won a franchise record 13 consecutive games without a home run. Also in the National League yesterday, the Dodgers blanked the Cubs 6-0. Arizona 12-7 over San Diego. Colorado shut out the Mets 3-0. San Francisco 6-3 over Miami. Colorado 3 and the Mets 1. It was also, that was the opener of the doubleheader. Atlanta 6-2 over Philadelphia. In the American League, Toronto 4-2 over Cleveland. Tampa Bay 4-2 over the Twins. Boston beat Baltimore 5-3. Houston 7, the Yankees 4. Athletics 2, Texas 1, Kansas City 11-9 over the Angels. And in interleague play, Detroit 8-3 over Cincinnati, Washington 2, the White Sox 1, Seattle 3-2 over St. Louis. Pro Football Focus gives the Packers 2026 NFL draft class a B grade overall. So it was overall fairly successful for the Packers as they were able to make do with what they had. And led by second round number 52 overall cornerback Brandon Cisse out of South Carolina. They say that he will be developed into a good starter. Chris McClellan is noted for his strength and could become a solid run stopper. Edge rusher Dennis Sutton out of Penn State offers good size and length after he was taken in the fourth round. In the fifth, offensive lineman Jagger Burton allowed just 12 pressures on 457 pass block snaps, and no sacks for him were given up. Sixth rounder cornerback Damani Johnson is much stronger in man-to-man coverage than in zone coverage. Also in the sixth round, kicker Trey Smack was very accurate and was good on 5 of 6 field goal attempts of more than 50 yards. The Packers traded up to get him. Brian Gutekunst talked about that.
You know, we got some talented guys in that room. We're going to have to figure that out, but I did think it was important to add competition to that. And certainly we thought he was the best kicker in this draft. And, you know, I think Cam had a very strong opinion about that, and as did I. And I thought, I felt fortunate to be able to acquire him.
Coach Matt LaFleur talked about only taking 6 players this year in the draft.
Obviously, I think we feel strong about our guys that we have within our program already, but certainly you can never add enough competition to try to bring out the best in everybody. So it was just kind of the way it fell this year. And, you know, there were a couple opportunities there where we felt like we could go up and get players that could impact our team and our roster.
A 4-star quarterback prospect has committed to play football for the Badgers. Jack Sorgi made an early commitment to Louisville, but switched to Wisconsin last week. Sorgi is the son of former UW starting quarterback Jim. He's rated 20th nationwide in the recruiting class of 2027. He has been on campus twice and has an official visit scheduled for next month in Madison. Jack Sorgi will be a part of the Badgers in the future. Their recruiting class now includes 9 commits. Yesterday in the NBA playoffs, it was a win for Toronto over Cleveland, 93-89. San Antonio, 114, and Portland, 93. Boston, 128. Philadelphia, 96. And Houston beat the Lakers, 115-96. Finally, from the NHL playoffs, Buffalo, 6-1 over Boston. Colorado, 5. Los Angeles, 1. Tampa Bay, 3. Montreal, 2. And Anaheim, 1 in overtime, 4-3 over Edmonton. That is a wrap on sports. I am Phil Nee.